in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden fruit, before they partook of it, the college course that I'm taking called Old Testament Survey basically made the statement that God had given them the inherent ability to make moral decisions, to know right from wrong before they partook of the fruit. And I don't find that to be scriptural. I have a problem with a college professor of a Bible college making a statement like that. And I was wondering what your take was on that.
Well, it's a good question. I would tend to agree with the Bible professor that Adam and Eve were able to make moral choices because God made a statement of law, don't eat of the tree. And they had not fallen, and so therefore they did not have the noetic effect upon the mind, the effect of sin upon the mind, that is, or upon the heart or the body. They were without sin, so they weren't a slave to sin in any sense. So I believe that they were far more free than we are. Now, they were tricked, so to speak, into making a bad choice. They certainly did, and they were held responsible for that choice. So if I understood your question properly, I do believe that they did have I would say this, a greater manifestation of freedom than we do, and the unbelievers certainly. That's what I would say, that they were able to make a moral choice. And I also believe unbelievers who are slaves of sin are also capable of making moral choices. They will choose to make a morally sinful choice every time.